Joshua chapter 7. Father, we just come before you with thankful hearts and joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. We thank you that as we open the Word of God, that it transforms us and changes us. As we read it, it's not the doing of it that makes the difference. It's the believing of it that makes the difference. And we might even not understand fully what we're reading, but you move on the inside of us and you begin to transform us by that Word of God. We shall, because we hear the Word of God, Romans chapter 10 says, is that hearing the Word transforms and changes us. Amen? Father, we thank you for that right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Faith cometh by
hearing.
And hearing by the Word of God. So we thank you for that. Ask you to open our hearts and transform us, change us into your image today in the name of Jesus. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, in Joshua chapter 7, let's take a look at it. Did I make a marker? Yeah. Okay. So they had come through Jericho. And won over the city of Jericho as they were coming into the promised land. And he says here in the first verse of chapter 7, he starts out with something interesting. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against who? Achan? No. Against the children of Israel. Huh. But the children, it says here, the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed thing. And we wonder, well, what the accursed thing is, you know. And so the accursed thing, we're going to find out more about that as we read further into this passage. And Joshua, verse 2, sent men from Jericho to Ai. This is the next city. Ai is the next city that they're going to be taking, that the Lord is leading them to take in the promised land. And he sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth-Aven on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them and saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, let not all the people go up, but about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up, and Ai, and make not all the people to labor there, for they are but few. There's just a few up there. You know, we tend to, when things are easy, we tend to say we can handle that. Right? Okay. See, these guys, they set up the guys to spy out the land this time, and they go up there and they make a recommendation. Well, I just sent 2,000 or 3,000. Yeah, we that ought to take care of the problem, because there are not that many of them up there. So they said that, and then verse 4 says, so there went up there of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. So those 2,000 or 3,000 men went up there, and then all of a sudden they turned tail. They were running away. They were running away from those little, just few of from Ai. And the men of Ai smote them about 36 men from Ai, whooped up on 3,000 people. Apparently God wasn't with you at that moment. For they chased them from before the gate, even to Shebarim, and smote them in the going down. And wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. Oh my, you've just been all of a sudden disappointed. Now, this is the people of Israel, those 3,000, the people of Israel. The heart of the people melted. It's like, God is no longer with us. Well, 36 guys beat you, you know, out of this little city that you said, you know, you could go up without all the people. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face. This is interesting here. Now, well, listen to this. Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord, even until the eventide. What, y'all remember what the first verse said? But the children of Israel committed a trespass.
Right.
Something had gone wrong. Okay, so back over to verse 6. So Joshua rent his clothes, fell upon the earth, upon his face before the ark of the Lord, until the eventide, until evening. And the elders of the Israel, and put dust upon their heads. I mean, they were grieving. And Joshua said, "Alas, O Lord, O Lord God, wherefore have you brought all this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us?" Moses put in place. God said, "This is our man," you know, and then all of a sudden here he is. He got a bloody nose, and he says, "How come you brought us all the way over into this land to destroy us?" Joshua 7, verse 7. And to the Amorites to destroy us. Would to God that, oh dear Lord, that if we had only stayed content and dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. If we had just never gone over the Jordan River, you know, where the water went up and God held it up for us and we came on over on dry ground. If that had never happened, you know, if we'd have just stayed on the other side. How many times is our emotional stability just racked and messed up by stuff that happens? I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Oral Roberts. This guy must have been Oral Roberts. You know, Joshua, you know, complaining about something that went wrong, you know, when you're just used to not anything going wrong, and all of a sudden something happened. Now here, we're going to keep going, verse 8. So we should have just stayed on the other side of Jordan. Oh Lord, what shall I say when Israel turns their backs before their enemies? Because they turned and run, remember? I mean, 36 guys came out, and the 3,000 guys, they ran. How many of us run? How many of us run? I mean, just, you know, in your insides, do you run? Because, I mean, just maybe you don't physically run, but maybe you inside you run. Amen? Inside, you're afraid of what could happen next. Amen. Especially after a big victory like Jericho. Man, it was a big victory. We were celebrating. We hadn't even cleaned up the kitchen yet. You know, it was a great victory. For verse 9 says, "For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it and shall rally around us," environ means circle around us, "and cut off our name from the earth. And what will you do to your great name?" So he's crying out to God, "What will you do to your great name, oh God?" You know, we should have just stayed on the other side. And verse 10 is good. And the Lord said, and the Lord said to Joshua, "Get up. Why are you laying on your face?" Isn't that funny? That's great. So he's ever being humbling himself ostensibly. Humbling himself before God. Oh God, what happened? God said, "Get up." You know, what are you? Get up off your face. You know, and that's what God tells you to do. Amen. Remember the first verse I read this morning? "Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted in me? Hope thou in God." So he's commanding you. He's exhorting you. He's exhorting and rebuking at the same time. "Hope thou in God." So we're in the promised land. Everything should be going our way. Problem is, we got people. Problem is, we got people in the promised land. Problem is that only problem in the promised land is me. Only problem in a perfect church is you. Amen? That's the only problem in a perfect church. Because you walked in and said, this is a perfect church. And then all of a sudden you showed up and you decided you're gonna help out. You know? So here he says, and the Lord said to Joshua, get up, get you up. Why you thus upon your face? And here God begins to speak. So God's going to speak and then God's going to tell you what's wrong. Isn't it good for God to tell you what's wrong? God loves you so much he's going to tell you what's wrong. I'm ready for that. I want that. I want him to tell me. Verse 11 says, Israel, you know, so he says, why are you on your face? Israel has sinned. Oh. So all of a sudden you receive the problem. God didn't waste any time. He just said he was going to, you have sinned. Oh. Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing. Well, wait a minute. Now, chapter 7, verse 1, told us that they had committed a trespass. Let's look back at chapter 6, verse 18. Everybody, you can flip one page. Back to 6, verse 18. And you, in any wise, this is you coming into, going into Jericho. You thought that was a clean victory. And you, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves accursed. When you take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. It says, but all the silver and gold vessels of brass and iron and consecrated to the Lord shall come into the treasury of the Lord. But back up there to that verse 18. You, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves accursed. When you take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. So that is any one of you taking the accursed thing, that is the thing that's forbidden, that God forbid you to take or put your hands on or become party to. That could be anything that God says, don't put your hand on that. Don't be a party to that. Now, is it just to pick a thing and say, just, you know, don't pick up that rock or don't pick up this thing or don't pick up that thing? How about, you know, the tree that's in the midst of the garden, don't eat of it. Don't eat of the tree that's in the midst of the garden. What happened when you eat of the tree in the midst of the garden? Everything went wrong. Everything went bad. Everything turned because God commanded you, don't do that. Was it arbitrary? No. Is that this is a thing that you do not do. It has to be available to you to do the will of God, to listen to the will of God and do it. Amen? It has, for you to make a decision and a choice really kind of bumps Calvinism really out of the way, doesn't it? Did God know that Adam and Eve were going to eat of the tree? What happens to Calvinism? You know, nobody's saved. Nobody. Because, you know, they were going to eat of that tree. They were, you know, Adam wasn't saved and Eve was, or vice versa. You know, here, God is saying, don't take of that accursed thing. Why? Because it will destroy you. It will destroy your walk. It'll destroy your joy. It'll destroy the blessing of God in you because you've gone down a separate path. You've gone down a way that God can't bless that. And He wants to bless you. He wants to take care of you. He wants to walk you into the kingdom of heaven. Amen? So he's commanding them, don't take of the accursed thing. He said that right in the middle of chapter 6, which is as they were fixing to go into Jericho, right? They were fixing to go in there. Okay, they're in the huddle. They're in the huddle, you know, and he said, okay, do this, don't do that, and here's how this is all going to work. And then you blow the trumpet and the walls fall down. And then you go in and you take the place, but don't take the accursed thing. All right? So he says now, yeah, I'll write my notes and I have to look at them. So look here. So look back in chapter 7, verse 11. Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded for them that they have even taken of the accursed thing and have also stolen and dissembled. That means they've lied also. And then they also have put it even among their own stuff. So God knew what had happened, and he was telling Joshua all about what just happened, which I think is great. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies. That's wow. You've taken the accursed thing. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand against their enemies. So you put your hand on the accursed thing. You trust the world. You trust what you can do. And you therefore cannot stand against your enemies. For that reason, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but rather turned their backs before their enemies because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore except you destroy the accursed from among you. And then verse 13, up or get up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves against the tomorrow. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of you, O Israel. This is God talking to Joshua. That you cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord takes shall come according to the families thereof, and the family which the Lord shall take shall come by the households, and the households which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. So we're going to get down to the bottom of this. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burned with fire, and he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has wrought folly in Israel. So the Lord told Joshua what had happened, and that the people had taken the accursed thing, and the commandment of the Lord was how to deal with it. How do you deal with it? You get rid of the accursed thing. You get rid of you take it out of the people. But that idea, powerfully, that get up off your face. So the fact that they could not stand before their enemies, that's you, that's me. It's because when the accursed thing, and that's anything, an abomination to the Lord. That is anything that we believe that we can do for ourselves, anything that we believe that we can take in this world and help ourselves to make things work right. See, the enemy always offers us something. He did that in the garden, right? He did that in the garden. He said, hey, look at this tree here. This tree is a good tree. You'd like this tree. He's a salesman. So anybody know the devil's a salesman, right? Sorry for any salesman. I used to give Jack a hard time about being an advertising man. You know, the salesman, he's a salesman of wicked things, of things that are against God. Is the enemy wants to sell you something that is not of God so that you will trust it instead of him. Right, you know, let's trust Venmo or you know whatever wasn't coming through with the money yesterday. You know, starting to get a little antsy here. Venmo is not working the way it should be, and I was getting a little bit nervous. No, at all times, in all places, we trust him. Amen. And the word is doing that. It's teaching us to trust the Holy Spirit, teaching us to trust God. Amen. And like right here, you know, and we're going to read about this story, you know. So Joshua, verse 16, look at that. Joshua 7, 16. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took of the family of the Zaharites, and he brought the family of the Zarites man by man. Zabdi was taken. And he brought the household man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. And Joshua said to Achan, "My son, give, I pray you, glory to God, to the God of Israel, and make confession to him, and tell me now what you have done, and hide it not from me." So this man came up to the front. He came up and he confessed. And he confessed. Now, well, you'd think, you know, well, you'd think that that he'd get by with it. Well, this is a different dispensation. This is not the dispensation of Jesus. This is not the dispensation that we're in today, the dispensation of grace. This was the dispensation of law. And it was Joshua's duty to enforce the law as the Lord had given him commandment. So Achan answered Joshua and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done." Now listen to this. This is good. "When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment." You're wondering what the accursed thing was, right? What's the accursed thing, God? Was it something really bad? What was it? "When I saw among the spoils a nice looking set of threads, a Babylonish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them." So here you are, you're walking through, you're running through the city of Jericho, you're running through some house that you were in, setting it on fire, no doubt. And all of a sudden, something caught your eye. Something shiny caught your eye. Because God doesn't supply your needs, you have to supply your own needs. "And I coveted them, and I took them. And behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it." So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent. I think it's interesting that they ran to the tent. This camp is in big trouble. They ran to the tent. "And behold, it was hid in the tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent and brought them to Joshua and to all the children of Israel and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him, and Achan, the son of Zerah, so they laid it all before the Lord, Achan, the guy, who was the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, the Babylonish garment, you know. and the wedge of gold, and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his asses and his sheep and his tent, even the tent, and all that he had, and they brought them to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, "Why have you troubled us?" The command went out, you know, you remember back in chapter 6, verse 18, he said what? He said, don't take the accursed thing. Don't do that. Why have you troubled us? The Lord shall, verse 25, the Lord shall trouble you this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them, all of them, with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones to this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of the place was called the Valley of Achor to this day. So they destroyed the evil and the sin that was among them. This is what God has done for us in the blood of Jesus Christ. He has taken all of our sin, yet we still live in a body that still makes decisions on a daily basis to be able to put your body and your personal walk in jeopardy. Amen? You can do that. Oh, God will just save me. No, he says, don't do these things. He says, keep your hands away from these things. But it's not a salvation issue. Today, it's not a salvation issue. Today, it's an issue for you to avoid destruction in your body and in your life and in your heart and in your mind. Because if you give yourself to that accursed thing, whether it's drugs, whether it's stealing, whether it's adultery, all of these things still have an effect in your body. That's why we teach our children. Don't do that. Don't touch that. Why? Why would you tell your child not to touch that hot stove? Is it because they won't be saved if they do that? No. You do that so they won't be burned. They won't be destroyed. They won't be. They won't lose five fingers. You know? So what he's saying to us today is get rid of the sin that's on the inside of you. Now, do it, as we know, it's the Holy Spirit that gets rid of sin. Amen? The Holy Spirit gets rid of sin. So how do you get there? Is you spend time in the presence of the Lord. You spend time in His Word. He says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we come before the Lord. We come into His presence. We let the Word of God transform and change us. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, 1 and 2. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove, or you might demonstrate, or be an example, that you are going to be an example of the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Know what that is? That's growth. Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That's growth. You're growing in grace. You're growing in faith. Here, a couple of stories. In addition to Achan, don't do like Achan. Don't be enamored by the Babylonish garment. Oh man, that's good looking stuff. See, we decide, you know, kids get into drugs because, oh, that looks like that'd be a neat thing to do. I've never done anything like that before, you know, or you know, all the things that we do, or get sex before marriage. You know, we let our children get into that. You know, our whole society has changed, right? Amen. You know, nowadays everybody is living with each other before they make a covenant. God said you make a covenant first, then you get married. Amen. That's what God said do. because there's destruction in anything else. There's destruction in anything else. Doesn't mean you can't be saved, but there is destruction in anything else. Amen? Follow the will of God. You know, well, yeah, that's not all that important. No, it's absolutely important. You know, God said, don't touch the accursed thing. Well, what's wrong with taking a little garment and a little bit of gold that's just laying down on the ground? No, he said, no, that is a curse. That is the accursed thing, and that will curse you, and it'll curse your people. Now, how does that work? God knoweth how it works. I can't honestly tell you exactly how it works. All I can tell you is that if God says, leave it alone, leave it alone. And there's a lot of things I don't know how cancer gets in me, or how cancer gets in people, or how various things happen to various people. I don't know how that happens. But I'm willing to believe that it's something you stepped in. Amen? That's something you stepped in. You want to ask God what to do. You want to ask God whether you do this or that. Amen? Yeah. Now, what I'm saying to you is, I'm talking about the fact that you're not born again. I'm not saying you're not born again because you got Jesus on the inside of you. Listen to Him is what I'm saying. Listen to the Holy Ghost. How many know the Lord will get sin out of will get sin out of the midst of you? Do you know that? He will get sin out of the midst of you. He will remove it. But where are you when He's getting rid of it? You're in His presence. Amen? Coming before the presence of the Lord. You know, you're not out, you know, going out and having sex out illicitly and drinking, smoking, you know, going with those that do, the old saying goes, you know, and expecting God to get rid of your sin. He'll wait till you come home. He'll wait till you come home. How about that young kid out there? Give me all the money that goes to me. That'll make me happy. Then he's out there and spending it all. And all of a sudden he finds himself in a pig pen. Then all of a sudden it comes to him. Bing! Little idea just comes to him. Holy Ghost shows up in the pig pen and said, hey, I think your dad's got enough food for you. Why don't you go home? You know, I mean, do you think he actually came to that himself? I think the Holy Ghost came to him. Yeah, Holy Ghost could actually talk to somebody who's not saved. Yeah, man. Jesus talked to Paul. He wasn't saved. He said, you know, he knocked him off his horse. You know, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Well, Jesus was talking to him. He wasn't saved yet. Why do you persecute me? Who are you? Didn't even know who he was. So God will speak to you when you're in your biggest mess, but just don't get that. Do you? Don't go there. If somebody recommends to you, don't go there, then maybe you don't want to go there. Maybe a pastor recommended to you. Don't marry that girl. Don't be with that person. Don't move in with that person. You know what you should recommend is to all your people. Don't move in with people. It's not that you're not saved. Listen to me. It's not the people. It's wisdom. It's wisdom. God hadn't forgot it. He hadn't forgot about it. He just knows that it's not good for you to be in that situation. Hallelujah. Is God good or what? Amen. Hallelujah. You having a good day?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. He just said, don't take the accursed thing. Just don't take it. See now, if you look over here in Genesis chapter 4, I'm going to read a little bit of that. 10 through 16. Here we have Cain. Remember Cain?
Sure.
Anybody remember what happened to Cain? Nothing. This is before the law. This is before the covenant of the law, right? So let's look at verse 10. And this is after he's killed Abel, his brother. And God said to Cain, what have you done? The voice of your brother cries from me to me from the ground. And now you are cursed from the earth which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall not hereafter yield to you its strength. A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be in the earth. Now, see, there is something that has taken place in Cain's ability to do and make for himself because of the sin that has taken place. There is a consequence in the earth. Amen? There's a consequence in the earth to sin. It's built in. And that's why God says don't do it, because the consequence is built in. And so he says to you, it says to Cain there, okay, when you till the ground, from now on, when you till the ground, it's not going to be, because what was he? He was a gardener. He raised all that fruit and all those vegetables and all that stuff, and he brought it to the Lord. It wasn't because God didn't like fruit. It was because God didn't like his heart. When he brought the offering. Then he says, you're going to be a vagabond in the earth because nothing will grow for you. And verse 13 said, Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. My land won't bear fruit. You know, I'm going to have to get another job. Yeah, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from your face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that finds me shall slay me. And the Lord said to him, therefore, whosoever slays Cain, vengeance will be taken upon him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. So in other words, God even put a mark on him. Don't you kill this guy. Don't you touch this guy. So Cain, though he sinned, killed his brother, committed the first murder, God didn't burn him. God didn't stone him. What happened? God deals with various people and various sins in different ways. Let's look over at Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. Now here we are in the New Covenant. Here we are in the New Covenant. So we had Achan, he got stoned. He was under the law. We got Cain, who didn't get stoned. And he was under the Adamic Covenant. After the fall. And here we have chapter 5 of the book of Acts. But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira sold a possession. You remember that story, right? And he kept back part of the price, and his wife also was privy to it. And he brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. And Peter said, Ananias, why has... So right off the bat, Holy Spirit, reveal it. Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own power? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart and have lied not to men but to God? Sound very kind of similar to the situation over there in Joshua chapter 7, doesn't it? The guy knew not to take all that stuff, but I just couldn't help myself. I just had to take it. It was right there. It was calling to me. You ever felt like that? For whatever it was, you know, to take something or to participate in something that the Lord had commanded to avoid. And he said, verse 5, Ananias heard these, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. He died right there. And great fear came upon all them that heard these things. And the young man arose and wound him up and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the same space of time, about 3 hours, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. Come down to the church. looking for her husband. And Peter answered her, said, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, so much. Then Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them that buried your husband are at the door, and shall carry you out. And then she fell down immediately at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. Now, God took care of his own problem right there. But the interesting thing about this particular instance is that they were confronted with the truth. They were confronted with the truth. Indwelt believers by the Holy Ghost, as far as we know. They were indwelt and they're confronted with the truth. And what happened? The truth. The truth killed them. Didn't say God struck him with a lightning bolt. Didn't say Peter struck him with a sword. Said they fell down immediately when confronted with the truth. How powerful. I know the scripture says you shall know the truth and the truth will make you free. But this is very powerful. Is that it did not say that they were stoned, and it did not say that God struck them. Did not say that. He said they were confronted with the truth and they fell down dead and gave up the ghost. And immediately after that, there's fear upon all the church. And next, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders. Very next verse. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man to join himself, but all the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to them, to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women, insomuch as they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, and the shadow of Peter passing by them might overshadow some of them. Therefore also it came a multitude out of the cities round about Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. Amen. After that episode with Ananias and Sapphira, the church grew. After the episode with Achan in chapter 7, we're going to go in and read verse 8, or chapter 8 of Joshua. And God will bring his people on into the land, having gotten rid of the sin. Having gotten rid of the sin. So my encouragement to you today is to not let sin dwell in you. Not let sin dwell. Not give sin an open door. Amen? Now there's the distinction between a besetting sin that, Lord, I just can't, it just keeps coming up and I can't, it just, I'm Lord, deliver me from that sin. But those things that we know to be sin, and yet we allow them, are going to destroy our walk with God. We teach our children these things, but then also those things that are creeping into our own life and existence. Amen. Those things which we allow, and let they are. They're making a shambles of our ability to walk with the Lord and see the power of God. So, Father, show me my sin.
Amen.
Father, strengthen me to flee youthful, as he says in the scripture, flee youthful lusts, even if I'm not quite as youthful as I used to be. That I would flee youthful lusts, that your word would manifest in me and deliver me from the accursed thing. Father, I ask you to show me those things and cause me to run from them, from the accursed thing. And we give you praise and we give you thanks for it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, God is good.
Hallelujah.
Hope you're blessed today.
Yes, we are.
Yes. Amen. I read this and said, how am I going to read this? I mean, we just killed a bunch of men and women back in Jericho, and now we're killing this guy's family. What's God saying? He's saying, get the accursed thing out. Didn't you love it how he says, Joshua's on his face, you know. He's, oh God, oh God. And he's, get up. You know, you're going on and on. Don't go on and on. Get up, I'm going to tell you what to do. God is going to tell you what to do. Amen? God will tell you what to do. God, deliver me. God, deliver me from those temptations. I coveted those things. I coveted that. Remember how the guy said? I coveted that. It grabbed me. It grabbed a hold of me. And I couldn't get it free. No, just leave it there. Because if you don't know that God meets all your needs, then you'll be tempted to meet your own needs. That's really the biggest thing, right? Isn't that the biggest thing? Is that you believe your needs are not met. I believe my needs are not met. That's why I go out and grab something that is deadly. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Well, God is so good. Let's get the communion out. Brother, one of you. I lost Will, so I'll get Jack. It's right behind you. Oh, that. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, dear?
You might need to announce.
Oh, thank you. Okay, we are going to have a Christmas Eve candlelight service. Right. We're going to have an early Christmas Eve candlelight service, a week early, at the Murray's home on the 17th of December. Next Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Next Sunday evening at 7 p.m. at the Murray's home, 7010 Brookshire. And we're putting together a text list that's going to be through another thing other than the standard text message. It'll be through a texting service. Does anybody object to being on that group? Amen. It'll put on the bottom, stop, if you want to get off, but then you'll get off with all the there won't be any, shouldn't be any more than, it'll be actually fewer than what we would normally get on the group text where everybody's chatting all the time.
Mainly for announcements.
This is mainly for announcements and such. Okay. At any rate, but it'll be the 17th. That's next Sunday night at 7 p.m. at the Murray's house. Okay.
Anybody has offering on.
And okay, if there's an offering, you can put it in the bowl back of the bag. Lord God, we just rejoice and thank you for this word today. Thank you for your word. It's transforming us, making us into kingdom vessels living in the earth to bring the light and the life of Jesus Christ to everybody. Father, that we are cleansed and purified vessels fit for your use and not in any way hindered by sin that we allow. So, Father, we pray every day, Lord, keep me from sin. Keep me from temptation. Thank you for this meal we're about to receive. That Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it and he blessed it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. For this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And after supper, he took the cup in the same manner and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this cup. For this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sin, the payment for your sins. Your sins have been washed away. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's take the bread. Lord, thank you for the bread. Thank you for your body. Thank you for your body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let's take the cup. Lord, we thank you that we remember your covenant. We remember your covenant. That no one can pluck us out of your hand. No one can pluck us out of your hand. The promises of God, the gift of salvation, is an eternal gift. And Father, we ask you right now to show us the transformation that takes place through faith and through your word, through your promises. As we walk with you, we thank you for this covenant which we have received the sign of today. That we remember that there is a covenant that we have with the living God and His Son, Jesus Christ. And we give you praise and we give you thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, victory in Jesus. My Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may He lift His countenance upon you and give you His peace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Love you all. Thank you for coming and being under the Word today. Amen. Meditate on it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Woo-hoo. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thanks.
Amen. You want to keep it? Okay.
Hey, buddy. I'm taking it all. Okay. Whoops.
Whoa. Dan, I lost it.
Pretty good.
Woo-hoo. Oh yeah, same old rat race.
Rat race.
Oh, yeah. Still.
Are the rats winning?
Still playing.
They win. There's several laps.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's like a like Hindi.
Well, okay, I've been talking, Grandma. What about you? What are you doing? Oh, let's see. I went to the dentist and, you know, I have nothing.
Can I take those away from you? Are you going to keep them?
No, I'm going to toss them.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, David.
Well, you're very welcome.
God bless you.
Amen. The Lord bless you.
God bless.
Amen. God bless you.
So did I cause a stir in Fort Worth?
Nah.
Okay, good.
You got to remember, we had Pastor Jim. He was always causing a stir.
Yeah.
No, they all liked it.
Okay.
They're like, it's like Athens.
Throwing some stuff in
it. It's like Athens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They always listening for some new thing.
Oh, yeah. I'll give it to them for sure.
Yeah. No, they liked it. They liked it.
Oh, good.
Amen. Praise God. There's Chipper. Praise the Lord. God's doing a good thing. One day after the next. That's right. Exactly.
What good report do you have?
Good report. God's on our side.
Amen. Amen. That's a good word.
That is a very good word.
Amen. But is he on your side?
He's not just on our side.
He's our side. He's on your side. That's right.
He's on your side.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Yeah, just walk away from that stuff. Praise God. Yeah, the enemy wants us to meet our own needs and comfort ourselves. But stop it.
I could use a word of prayer.
Yeah.
Put this in words.
Well, what's the need?
What's the need? Probably to express it first thing.
Hi, guys. You're going somewhere?
I just want the Lord to, I know he keeps us, but to keep me and keep my feet going down the right path. Don't leave me to myself.
Yeah.
You know, I
Jesus.
I was able to get some more transportation. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. One step at a time. Amen. God's leading you.
Well, the enemy wouldn't want me to have that. So that's what got me to say, well,
yes.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything worked out?
So do you find yourself making wrong decisions? Like we're talking about today, things that get you in the gutter on both on one side or the other?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we're going to believe is that God has He's on your side. You just have that. You have that word. You have that word. That's that word that just come out of your mouth. So He's on your side. And what that means is He is also leading you in a plain path. Okay? Amen? Say thank you. Yes. There's no like, don't evaluate it. This is God's promise. As you stay in the Word, go to bed at night, wake up in the morning. And walk and look and do what you know to do for work to meet your needs. Those are the only things that are necessary. There's nothing else necessary. Amen. Sleep, Word of God, sleep, wake up. Two things. Sleep, wake up, and look for work. Trust Him for work. Okay? Is there anything I'm missing? All of that is serving the Lord. All of that is serving the Lord. Because what that does is put you in a plain path. And then you begin to see people and hear people because the Word is giving you wisdom. And then you are seeing people and sharing people.
And I do.
Make sure you get also make sure you get cleaned up. Okay.
That's another thing. I had a work order last night. I probably shouldn't bring it up.
And then when that's
a work order to do
service call.
Okay.
Couldn't get the part immediately, but I said, well, I'd like to be paid for service call.
Yeah.
Which, that's kind of normal. Not in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
This is no. I didn't have any gas. He said, I'll pay when you get through. I didn't have any gas or any money. Somebody there gave me $10 just so I could get home.
Mm-hmm.
Or get
then,
Don't drag this over.
Just sharing my heart.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know.
Because just like all your other things, you think that. You think that, oh, I wouldn't
do anything
else. But then when you put salt in it, it brings out the real flavor.
I don't want to be lifting the mirror. I don't. Okay, that's the first thing I need to get calm down, Chip.
Go on.
I'm telling myself calm down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm telling myself. Should be saying to myself, oh, let me back up. Okay, forgive me that I might be saying that I'm in the mark. But I'm just saying, Lord, keep me out of the mark.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like things will become different.
Mm-hmm.
It scares me. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but I...
No, it's fine to say it, but it's fine to also, but you have to also know that He is delivering you from these things. Now I know you have a vehicle. Have you found a place to? Do you have a place to stay? Okay. Now I think Alex was going to help you, probably try to get to in one of the shelters to get yourself started.
I should probably back up. I'm not scared.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can do all things through Christ.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
He's in me. He's in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Express
well, you're not having to prove anything to me. Okay. Now I know you're trying to speak it to yourself now, but all I'm saying is that it's an important thing that you do what you know to do, which is to get a place where you can sleep, and not in your car.
Sleep in it.
Well, the problem is you can't shower in your car. You have to be able to get yourself in a situation where you can continually work and continually, you know, have a regular routine. And I know some of the places aren't the greatest, but if they at least supply an opportunity to, and what you do is stay out of trouble. When you get there. In other words, and I know that there are people who want to stir up trouble in those places.
Yeah, I tried that. Spit on. God gives discernment.
Mm-hmm.
I see what.
And
I was treated bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I said,
right, exactly. But the problem is then you lose all the other resources.
There wasn't much. Food, I get. Lord provides for me.
Yeah, because like we think us being
well, right. I mean, these are just my recommendations. I mean, if the Lord is providing you some other way, then you keep moving forward. Just stay out of sin. Don't sell yourself. You know, stay out of sin.
You should be grouchy that this person isn't.
Because that'll destroy you. That man.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Don't take drugs.
Don't take drugs.
Yeah.
Good.
Well,
the number one, you can't work. After once you start that, you can't work, and all your money goes for it. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
If I say yes, it means yes.
All right. So how are we going to pray?
I don't know.
What do you need? Not a specific thing. What do you need? Big picture. What do you need? Big picture. Need work? Need a place to stay?
Yeah, I need to work orders to come in.
Yes.
Because I can work.
Yes.
Smarts. Okay. Skills. Mm.
That is the only thing I'm ever after doing is telling people God's truth. Here's the historical reason.
Means to get to... Get to my work, point A to point B. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I, sometimes I wonder if I should have gotten that fan. Fan
that's right.
But in,
did you get rid of it yet?
No.
You're going to sell it? You're going to keep it until you can get it fixed?
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Oh, is this a new van? Okay, yeah.
Yes, this is a new van.
Okay.
I
knew it was another vehicle. I didn't know if it was another van. So,
sometimes I think it was.
How old are you, by the way?
80.
How old are you?
Well, women can say.
What year were you born?
Equal rights. Women don't have to tell her age, so I got equal rights. I don't want to tell age.
No, come on. I'm 65.
So I won't tell my age either.
Hey, thanks for being here. Thanks for being.
Okay, I'm gonna pray for you.
So yeah, those specific things. The work orders.
Work orders.
Yeah, place to.
Place to stay.
Place to call.
Yeah.
Well, I'm building up my money a little bit.
Yeah.
I can get a roommate. Roommate. Or,
so you do have some money.
Well, right now I'm down to a little bit of change.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here, I'm going to give you a 20 because that's what I've got. I know you didn't. I'm going to give you 21 because I got 21. Here, take that. Thank you. All right. Let me be blessed. Father, I thank you for this brother. Thank you, Lord God, that this money didn't go all in one place, but it spreads around, even though it's nothing. It's a little tiny bit. But Father, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to give Chip work orders, bring the work orders, and in a position where he has the parts to do the work, bring him to a place to stay, give him a dwelling, a place to stay. Father, let him get cleaned up. Father, let him tell his age and not be afraid. In Jesus' name, I thank you that you are walking him through and keeping him from sins, that will destroy him, or habits, or even just stupid habits that waste money, things that waste money, or things that waste time. Keep me from foolish jesting and foolish stories and things of that nature, just things that are foolish, things that are worthless, things that take up time. Father, thank you that you just deliver him. And thank you that he is walking with you every single day. He is hearing your voice in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that he's reading your word. And in the name of Jesus, he is hearing your voice. Faith is coming and he's walking by faith. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Deliver him in the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this perfect day, Lord God. Thank you for this perfect day right now in Jesus' name. It's a day the Lord has made, and Chip is rejoicing, and he's glad in it. He's a glad man because you made him glad. You have made me glad. You have made me glad. Hallelujah. He has made me glad. Say that, please.
He has made me glad.
So I'm glad.
He has made me glad, so I'm glad. So I'm glad.
I am glad. I'm not sad. I'm not disappointed. I'm not fearful. I'm filled with joy,
filled with peace.
I walk with the Lord.
His
name is my name.
In
Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for causing his health to be strong. In Jesus' name. Giving him a place to stay, Lord God. Giving him means to conduct his hygiene. Take care of himself. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Trust the Lord, walk in His Word. Amen. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Let me collect my stuff. I think I'll take this.
Brother, graduating this year, so I'll be